Welcome to another life-changing message preached live at Hope City Church. We hope you'll be encouraged and inspired by God's word to live your best life yet. So get ready to hear from God as you enjoy the message.
Amazing! Oh, Liverpool! You gorgeous bunch of people. How are we this morning? You're looking good, you know. Looking gorgeous, Helen, looking gorgeous as always. Thanks so much, floral today, everyone. Fantastic. Well, it's so good to be with you this morning. And I haven't been in Liverpool in a while. Too long, I say. But it is so good to be here this morning. There's so many faces that I know and recognize and love. And many, many years ago, I spent quite a chunk of my time in Hope City, Liverpool. I used to come up every Thursday and every Sunday to lead worship, and it was home from home. So it's nice to be here this morning, but there are so many faces that I don't know, and it's great to meet you this morning. As Pastor David said, I've been in Hope City Church for 13 years now, a long, long time. And so I came into the church when I was just 12, just a little girl, and with Jono. That was fun. We're very close family friends, and have grown up in the church. And so I really am a daughter of the house. And so hopefully today, you know, more than anything that I share, you hear the heartbeat of Hope City Church. If you're new today, you know, my prayer is that you hear the heartbeat of our church and our house. And yes, as we've said, I've just become the Hope City Academy Dean. Oh, have no idea what I'm doing, but I think it's okay. And we'll just roll with that. And with my husband, we're the student and young adult pastors in Sheffield. I'm also one of the managers in City Hearts and do a bit of worship leading. What else? What else can I do? And that's about it, really. And then I'm here talking to you lovely people today. I'm so excited about what God wants to do this morning. And today I'm not really going to preach. I more want to just share today. I'm not much of a sharer, you know, I'm a bit of a freight train sometimes. But today I really want to share, and I want to talk today a little bit about a chunk of my kind of journey over this last year, and some stuff that God's really taken me through. And hopefully this morning I want to put across just the power of a journey. And the power of what God can do when you commit yourself to going on a journey of faith in Him. And I'm guessing this morning, and you know, I probably know for a fact that every single one of us are on a journey. We've all got areas in our life that we're navigating seasons. We're going through, you know, the journey of faith in God, maybe in some areas in our life. And so my prayer this morning is, as I share from a chunk of my journey, my prayer today is that God would just encourage you. God would build confidence today to keep going on that journey, and that you'd have faith to keep believing that the promise of God is possible, and it's ours for the taking. Is that okay? Amazing. Well, I'm excited, even if no one else is. Very excited. Fantastic. What I want to do today is I'm just going to read and share just some extracts from my journal at the first maybe like 5 months of this year. This year's been a slightly crazy one for me. Didn't kind of go as I expected it to. But I'm going to read bits from my journal. I'm going to kind of let you into the secret life of Lois Willis. I know, how exciting. Juicy goss. And so we're going to have a look. And so I want to delve straight in this morning at just one of the first extracts in my journal from kind of like, maybe just before Christmas. And this is the theme of what God was really speaking to me about and what God was kind of challenging and encouraging in my world. And this is what it says. This is in my journal. So it's not, you know, it's not all scripture. It's just my ramblings, my thinkings. Is this all right? Yeah, all right. This is what it goes. It says, I long for a greater confidence in the completing power of God. The completion of breakthroughs and miracles is not dependent on me. I need to stop trying to manufacture the completion and just have a confidence in your faithfulness. I then just wrote a scripture, Philippians 1:6. It says, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. I then just talk about a couple of things in my life. I said, God, you started the work in my dad. He's not a Christian. I'm believing for salvation in his life. I said, God, you started the work in my dad all those years ago. You will complete it. At the time, I was with my husband running the youth ministry, and we were having some tough times. It was, you know, just challenging at times. I said, God, you started the work in Neon Youth at the very beginning of this church, and you will complete it. I didn't start this. You did. God, I allow you to finish what you started. And that's kind of like, for me, was the very theme of what was about to start my new year. I was asking God for a greater confidence in his completing power. And I was saying, God, you know, I've got so many things in the pipeline. I've got so many things that I'm in faith for. I've got so many things that I'm believing to see you do a miracle in. And almost in my spirit, I just got such a frustration, a holy frustration, saying, God, I want to see some things completed. I want to see some answers to prayers. I want to see some miracles. I want to see some end results. You know, I think for every single one of us, hopefully today, the biggest encouragement that I could give you is that God is a completing God. God is not a God who leaves you with a million loose ends. God is not a God who promises something and then fails halfway through. He is a completing God. And at the very start of this kind of chunk in my journey, that was the resounding theme of my life. There was faith that what God had started, he would complete. And my prayer today, as I share just a bit of what I've gone through, is that whatever you're journeying right now, there is a completion date. Whatever journey you're going through, whether it's tough right now or whether it feels easy, God is a God who completes that which he starts. And so today, maybe today's completion day for you. Maybe today God's going to do some miracles. Maybe not, but my prayer today is that you'd be encouraged on the journey to know that he will complete that which he starts. So let me share. So this is kind of where I was at. I'm in faith. Yes, God, you're going to do some awesome things in my life. And then I kind of went on a 5-month journey that I really did not expect. So let me start the journey. The first thing I need to kind of get off my chest this morning is my utter, sincere hatred for potatoes. I don't know if anyone's with me in church this morning. No, you're all thinking I love potatoes. Mashed, roasted, cubed, fantastic. Well, I hate potatoes. Just like really. Like I don't have a particularly great track record with potatoes. I did a lot of schools work quite over the last few years. And I remember one time I was in a school. It was a notoriously kind of challenging school. And always a riot van outside the school. It was challenging. And I remember being in a lunch club one day, just chatting to the kids, and suddenly something hit the back of my head. I thought it was a gunshot. I thought, this is it. This is how I'm going to die. And I looked to the ground, and there on the ground was a roast potato. Somebody felt the need to throw a roast potato at me. So, you know, I've never had a great track record with potatoes, but there was a particular potato that really, I believe, was the catalyst of a really hard 5 months in my life. Just, you know, today, be warned of potatoes. That's all I can say. So, I was at my City Hearts Christmas meal and enjoyed, for the most part, a lovely Christmas festive pie with potato. Anyway, this potato, I believe, led that very night for me to be in a crazy episode of pain in A&E. I'm blaming the potato. And It was at this point, I will chat back, but for probably kind of like 3 years prior, I've been back and forth to the doctors with just different strange episodes of pain, strange episodes of sickness and illness. And for the last 3 years, have had no answers, no kind of conclusions of what it might be. The most I've ever been given is that it's just gas. Like, fantastic. I'll go with that. For 3 years, back and forth, different remedies, different things. And it came to this point after my staff Christmas dinner with that deadly potato that I was in hospital and kind of had got to the point where I don't believe this is all just gas. It can't be. And so that kind of time in hospital then was the catalyst, really, of going on a whole series of scans and tests, and finally came to the discovery that for the last 3 years, my body had been growing a 25-centimeter cyst. I promise I'm not going to go too gruesome today, but I'll just give you a picture. 25 centimetres, that's pretty whopping, pretty significant. It was 5 litres of fluid. That's pretty gross. That's like 2.5 family-sized Coke bottles, just to put it in picture. Inside my body, just growing this strange alien inside me. And it was a real surprise because I kind of went to the hospital presuming again that it was just gas, just a whole lot of gas. But it wasn't. And so with this, then came a whole series of what could this kind of be. And I went through a whole lot of appointments with question marks of tumors and cancers and all sorts of things. And probably the biggest question that for me was the most challenging was that this cyst and maybe kind of the removal, the operation that I would go on, was probably going to have a really significant effect on my chances to have a family and to have children. And so I was told that they needed to get it out, but actually this would probably have a huge effect on whether I could have kids or not. And this is, you know, a significant thing for me because suddenly I felt like I'd been entered into a fight that I never expected to go into. I'd been given a conclusion. I'd been given something that I suddenly had to believe for that I thought was taken for granted. I thought, of course I'll have a family. Of course I'll have children. And suddenly I found myself, and I remember sitting in a doctor's office, and the doctor, a kind of surgeon lady, was, bless her, she was just so matter of fact, you know, and was so straight down the line. Yes, the likelihood is high, you know, that this is going to have a big effect on whether you can have children. I remember sitting there thinking, oh gosh, at least have some empathy or something. And I remember just sitting and just crying in the doctor's office, getting in the car and just sobbing, thinking, oh my gosh, where has this come from? You know, I thought this was gas. This is huge. This is suddenly I've been entered into a battle and a fight of faith that I did not expect to go on. Let me read what I kind of put in my journal that day. Here we go. I said, God, what is this? This is so hard. It's so strange having to suddenly fight for something that I thought was a given. Suddenly having to fight for something that I thought you had in control. I'm having to fight a battle of thoughts and fears that I never had thought would enter my mind. But I realize I'm going on a faith journey. I didn't expect to take this. I know the victory is already mine. I just pray for strength to fight the battles of my mind and energy to walk out this journey. My prayer is that I become so strong in my faith that I can believe for even greater things. This is a big moment. I'm saying, God, what is this? But in a moment, realizing that actually maybe this was a journey of faith that God wanted to take me on. And as I was kind of writing this, and then God just prompted just some scriptures. And for me, this scripture that I'm about to read just became my promise. It became the thing that I held on to, the thing that I truly believed. And it's in Romans. It's not the scripture that I've given you, but this is what it says. It says, Abraham believed anyway, decided not to live on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made the father of a multitude of peoples. God himself said to him, you're going to have a big family. And I felt so led to that scripture, and I felt that God was speaking straight through the pages of his word, saying, Lois, you're going to have a big family. I slightly freaked out at that moment, thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so not ready for a big family. But I took God at his word, reading that scripture, and for me felt, I'm going to have a family. And I love here at what Abraham, the approach that Abraham had, because he was in a similar situation. God was saying, I'm going to make you the father of many nations. I'm going to give you a big family. But the facts and figures did not add up. It didn't make sense. It wouldn't fit in a nice little plan. His wife was so old. They were both so old. There was no way that this would come easy. But I just grabbed a hold of this scripture and took it at its word, saying, God, I'm believing that you will give me a family. I love what it says here. It says he believed anyway. In spite of what he saw that he couldn't do, he believed anyway. Do you know, every single day we're given opportunity or reason not to believe. Every single one of us. I don't know what your kind of journey is, the thing that you're believing for in your life right now. But every day we're given an opportunity not to believe. Whether it's challenge that comes our way, whether it's comfort, we're happy in the life that we've got. Maybe it's doubt, little seeds of doubt. We're given opportunity to fear in face of God challenging us in our faith. This news did not fit into my plan and my understanding of what life should look like. I felt paralyzed by my inability to change the situation, but in a moment felt totally freed and released by God's ability in him and his promise. Do you know, let me say, just a moment in God's word suddenly freed me and released me, grabbing hold of a promise. Do you know, let me say for every single one of you, you might be journeying something today without a promise from God. You're just doing your thing. You're going through challenges, maybe going through hardships without that promise from God. You know, for me, if I didn't have that promise from God, I don't know how I would have walked through that journey. If I hadn't got that word from heaven, that solid promise from God, it would have been a totally different story. Let me encourage every single one of you today. You've got to grab your promise. I don't know if it's plunging into the word. I don't know what it means for you, but let me encourage you. Whatever journeys you're facing in your life, the very first port of call has to be your promise from heaven. Let me encourage you, for every season that you go through, have a word. Have something that God's declared, a promise that you're believing for in your life. God's promise frees us from thinking that it's up to us. It's up to just us to deal with the situation. We're liberated and freed when we have that word and that confidence in Christ. We've got to get the promise. And so in this point of the journey, I now had my promise, okay? Like, I'd faced kind of challenging news, and I'd gone to God and I'd got my promise. Was I still slightly concerned and thinking, God, what is this? Yes, but I'd got my promise. So whatever shakiness came, I'd got my promise. So here I'd got my promise, and now I had to walk the journey of waiting to see the miracle. And so it's from the time that I've been told that I got this cyst and it needed to come out, I then had a month of waiting for my operation. And I think months go quick or slow, depending on what we're waiting for. Like, when it's Christmas, it's like, it's here already. But this month was the slowest month of my life. I'm like, every day, just looking at the clock. Come on, God, here we go. And it was a tough month, because the reality was that the decision of whether, you know, my ability to have a family would be made after I'd had the operation. So I was in this place of total unknown, you know, just, yes, I'd got my promise, but I had to navigate this season of waiting. I had to navigate this journey of holding on to the promise before it came to pass. And for me, I think that was probably one of the hardest challenges. And I would say that for every single one of us, that's one of the hardest places to be in, the waiting game. that place of waiting for God to fulfill his promise. Yes, we've got the word. Yes, we've got the promise. But the waiting and the navigation to seeing it come to pass can be challenging. I remember just having like a couple of like meltdown moments. Because yes, I got my promise, but it's still hard. You know, it's still hard. I still had to face kind of the little niggling thoughts that come into your head. I still had to go on. I was emotionally drained. I was still in pain. So I was still ill. And it was a really hard month. I remember one day Joe had gone to a wedding. Joe's my husband. Gone to a wedding. And he'd left me and he said, "Why don't you do some baking?" Oh, he knows me so well. Why don't you do something lovely? Do some baking. It'll take your mind off things. That'd be great. And so I was like, okay, I'll do some baking. Went to the cupboards. There was nothing there. So I wandered around to the co-op around the corner. And I just had like my trolley full of things and went to the thing. And I put my pin in and it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. And I remember just standing at the cashier and I just cried. And the woman is just looking at me thinking, what do I do with you? And so she kind of comes around and she's like, okay. And I'm just sobbing on the co-op lady's shoulder. I'm like, how have I got to this point? I'm a controlled woman. You might not think that. How am I crying in the co-op? And like, it was a tough time. There's moments where you think, God, you know, I've got my promise, but I'm finding it hard to truly believe in this. And I think every single one of us, maybe you can relate this morning, that in that season of waiting, in that season of holding on to the promise, things can get tough. And, you know, I found myself at times like Googling other ways to have children. Googling, kind of equipping myself and thinking, okay, well, if the worst happens, how will I have a family? I remember one day sat in my lounge Googling kind of alternative ways to have babies and God just stopped me in my tracks and challenged me again with the promise that he'd given me. And let me just read this awesome scripture that God spoke to me through. And this is in Romans chapter 4. I love this. It says, Abraham didn't focus on his own impotence and to say it's hopeless, nor did he survey Sarah's decades of infertility and give up. He didn't tiptoe around God's promises, asking cautiously skeptical questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that he would make good on what he said. I wrote in my journal, I said, I need to stop Googling facts on this. I need to cast off doctor's predictions and plunge into your promise. I will have a family. I choose to silence negative reports on what would be and tune my ear to the truth of what you have told me. I love this scripture here because, you know, Abraham had every right to look cautiously, to look skeptically at the situation in front of him. But I love here that he cast it off and plunged into the promise of God. Do you know, I think just as humans and especially as British people, we're so good at looking for all the things that could go wrong. We're so good at looking at, you know, kind of all the negatives or, you know, what's the worst case scenario? I don't know, maybe some of you today, God's given you a promise of a new house, of a perfect home. You've got it in your mind's eye, but even now you still find yourself looking at kind of lower alternatives. If this doesn't work out, okay, what could I settle for? We're so quick to do that, even though God's given us a promise. We're so quick at times to think, okay, what if God doesn't come through? Then what? Then what are my options? But I love here that Abraham, it said he cast off those feelings of looking cautiously and he plunged into the promise of God. Let me encourage every single one of you this morning. We've got to be plungers into the promise. We've got to immerse ourselves in the promise that God has given us. Do you know, like even practically, right? the scripture that God gave me, the promise that I read earlier, every single day for these 5 months, me and Joe would read that scripture every morning and every night. I immersed myself in that promise. It became what I lived and breathed. If you were to ask me what God had said about my sickness, I would have it on the tip of my tongue. I even got this ring, Joe got this for me, and just engraved on the back is Romans 4, because I immersed myself. I plunged into the promise that God had given me. Let me encourage you. What's on your screensaver of your phone? Maybe some of you today, you need to put that promise on your screensaver. I don't know what's on your mirror, what's on your fridge. Yeah, I don't know. I'm talking practically today, but there are some times when we have to cast aside maybe our skeptical questions, maybe our what ifs. God, I'm nervous. God, this is so tough. Yes, it is. But when we make a decision to plunge ourselves into the promise of God, I love the word it says that God was ready and able to make good on what he had promised. That's a word for us today. God is ready and able to make good. We've got to plunge into the promise. So I had this, I was kind of going on this journey. Yes, it was tough, but God, through his strength and his grace, I just managed to cling on to the promise and cling on and cling on. And it got to the operation. Yay. I've never had an operation. That was fun. And in the operation, and everything went so well. I kind of tootled on down to the theater. You know, those lovely gowns where your bum is just delightfully on show. I'm like, oh gosh, please don't let any of our parishioners work here. This is not good. And I remember going down just feeling such peace and such confidence. You know, there's so many people. I know so many people here praying and just, you know, believing with me. It was amazing. The operation went well. But as I came out of the operation, I was met with still an uncertainty as to whether or not I could have children. There was complications, there was confusions, and yet again, I'm like, God, this was the day. This was the day of completion, Lord. And yet again, there was still more confusion. You know, God really encouraged me with this great scripture in Galatians 6:9. It's one we know so well, but it says, let's not get tired of doing good, for at the right time, we will harvest a good crop if we don't give up or quit. Joe, let me tell you today, God's timing is perfect. Oh gosh, God's timing is perfect. Does it always make sense? No way. Does it always fit in our timing, our timeline? Not always. But God's timing is so perfect. You know, today we aren't responsible for the timing, but we are responsible for continuing to do good, staying aligned to God in faith, fixed on him and his promise. We need to stop being such busybodies, like a child on a long journey saying, God, are we there yet? God wants to encourage you today to trust in his perfect timing. Trust that he holds it all together. The amazing thing, after I'd been encouraged by this, just a week later, I had a letter from the hospital that just confirmed that everything was clear. They didn't have to take anything, and my chances to have a baby were perfect. And we won't be having babies just yet, but just an unbelievable miracle. And I wrote in my journal that day, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What an unbelievable, unbelievable miracle. So I'd had the miracle. The promise had been fulfilled. I thank God. I also kind of patted myself on the back saying, well done, Lewis. I'm getting through this. But just as I come to a close this morning, little did I know that the journey was quite not over just yet. And so I was coming to the end of my recovery of this operation, kind of a few weeks. And suddenly again, I started getting these strange pains. I'm like, God, are you having a laugh? And just in kind of one night of a big episode of pain, I ended up again in hospital on a ward ready for emergency surgery to have my gallbladder removed. So this is kind of like 6 weeks, 2 operations. I'm thinking, God, what's going on? what is this, God? You know, if you were trying to teach me to trust you, I've done it. You know, if you're trying to teach me about faith, we've done that one. Tick it off. I found myself suddenly in this place again. I'd had all this time off work, out of ministry, out of everything that I love to do. And yet again, here I found myself having another operation, another recovery time. Let me just read what I put in my journal that day. I said, 2 operations in 6 weeks, 4 months out of work and full-time ministry. What are you up to, God? I feel like you're teaching me to have total reliance on you, to bring me to a point of utter trust. When I'm taken out of the picture, do I trust that life still goes on and that we can still see breakthrough? Living with naked faith, complete trust in you, invites greater miracles and even more amazing breakthrough. I'm learning to get out of your way. It's your life, not mine. Your ministry, not mine. Your future, not mine. One operation wasn't enough. I needed to go through it again. I've not finished with you yet. Don't rush this journey. It's worth it. You're making me and bringing me closer to yourself, enlarging my faith. You know, sometimes God goes about things in ways that we don't realize, but his hunger and desperation to see us close to him and have utter faith in him, he'll go to any lengths. He'll go to whatever lengths to get us to a point where we're totally reliant on him. Total trust. Come on this morning. I know there's areas that we say, God, I trust you with this, but this, I'll keep it to myself. God this morning is looking for total reliance on him. God, you know, I've seen you do stuff in this area, so I'll keep believing in this, but this area, I'm keeping protected. God this morning is looking for total reliance, total trust in him. I needed to learn that God is looking for my total reliance, not partial. We need to learn to get out of God's way. The reality is today, it's his life, not mine. It's his future, not mine. And I can have total trust in him. You know, I came out of that season. I'm coming out of it now. Like I'm, you know, still in a process of recovery and still kind of getting there. But, you know, my faith and my trust in God has never been stronger. You know, even coming in and becoming the Academy Dean, it's just so wild. It's so ridiculous. It wasn't in my predictions of what life would look like, but I just knew that God has so blessed my commitment and my trust in him. Just as I close this morning, let me just read this awesome quote. From an amazing evangelist, Nikki Cruz. It says this. It says, my trust is often blind, but never irrational. It seldom makes sense, but always brings results. It can't always be explained, but it always feels right. God is bigger than your doubt. No matter how grim things look, no matter how much pain you feel, no matter how tired and confused you may be, trust him. He will take your naked faith, no matter how small, and create a miracle bigger than you've ever dreamed or imagined. My prayer today, just here in Hope City, Liverpool, is that for every single one of us, that we would give God just our small seed of faith. We'd come to God with the things that we're believing for, whatever point of the journey we're on, and whatever point it feels, maybe you feel tired, maybe you do feel confused, maybe you are in pain thinking, God, what is this? My prayer today is that you'd, in that midst of the waiting, in that place of promise to the fulfillment of the promise, my prayer today is that God would come and encourage you. He'd strengthen you. He'd give you the ability to grip onto the promise even tighter than ever before. Somebody today needs to know that he's a completing God. Somebody today needs to know that God's promises of hope, and there is promises of hope for our problems. Someone today needs to be encouraged that God's timing is perfect. Why don't we all stand across this place? God's so here. And I know that this word today, obviously it's me sharing my story and kind of what God's been teaching me. But I know every single one of us are journeying something. Every single one of us, maybe today you haven't got a promise. It's time to grab that promise. But for some of us, we have got that promise. We're believing God for something. But maybe you find yourself today on the journey of seeing that complete. I don't know, maybe there's some people here today tired. Maybe some people, there's some doubt creeping in. Maybe today we're feeling confused. God, your timing, it's not quite adding up. I love this, just this final scripture in Romans. It says, we are enlarged in the waiting. The longer we wait, the larger we become. The more joyful the expectancy. Meanwhile, the moment that we get tired of waiting, God's Spirit is right alongside us, helping us on. His Spirit's here right now. Why don't we all just close our eyes in this place? On the journey. In the waiting. I don't know today if that's... maybe some of this has resounded with you today. Maybe you're on the journey, really in faith for something. But maybe today there's, I don't know, just feelings of tiredness or confusion. Gosh, the journey's maybe got tough. God, you're thinking, God, I've been waiting for this for years. God, maybe it's a family member that you're believing to get saved. Maybe for you it is a sickness today. Maybe it is a dream job or a dream home. Maybe it's a partner, a husband or a wife. And the journey and the waiting, maybe it's taken its toll. If that's you today and you say, God, I want just a fresh sense of your Spirit by me. God, I want a fresh confidence. God, a fresh strength in the journey. If that's you across this place, why don't you lift your hands to heaven? Amazing. Oh, God's Spirit is so here. The Word says He comes right alongside on the journey to walk with you, to be with you. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, He's here right now. He's coming alongside you. Come on, where you felt alone, you thought you were the only person going through this journey. He's coming alongside you. You feel like no one understands, no one quite gets the journey you're on. He's right alongside you right now. His Spirit's coming alongside you. Don't think this time's wasted, because God's enlarging you. He's doing something in this journey. He's working in you. He's strengthening you. He's building something in you. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, come on right now. Come on, He's filling you with confidence today. There's a fresh sense of confidence, a fresh fight in your spirit today to keep believing. Come on, some of you today have dropped the promise. The Word says, come on, pick it up. Pick it up today. Pick up that promise from heaven. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Amazing. Why don't we all just lift our hands to heaven? God's so here. Do you know, I believe just over Hope City, Liverpool, that God just has some unbelievable, unbelievable breakthroughs and miracles. Even over this summer, God wants to bring breakthrough and miracles in this city. God wants to do something so significant. And you know, for some of us, we've been on this journey a while. We've been around for a while. Maybe you're new to the journey. But God today over this church wants to bring fresh strength. He wants to bring fresh confidence for the journey of faith. That God will complete that which He has started. Come on.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'd love to hear how God is working in your life through this ministry. If you've got a story to share, email us at mybestlife@hopecitychurch.tv. And why not join us this weekend for one of our weekend services? For details of a service near you or for more information about Hope City Church, visit us online at hopecitychurch.tv. See you next time.